brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is literally, I don't mean this as a figure of speech, it is literally in the top three stories now in the United States. It's not Anna Nicole Smith now. No, it's the Iran hostage situation, as they dub it, with the sailors. It is Rosie O'Donnell, Charlie Sheen, 9/11 Truth, Loose Change film. And then what would the third biggest story be? Maybe the Attorney General? His lying? And what Bill O'Reilly's tried to do is stick himself in the middle of this controversy because of his falling ratings. O'Reilly has lost a third of his audience in the last 2 years in a downward spiral. And some neocon sent me an email going, look at the cable ratings page. He's still number one, you liar. I didn't say he wasn't number one in his tiny demographic. No, the History Channel and Discovery Channel and programs like that have more viewers, or ESPN, for nightly cable talking head programs. Bill O'Reilly, on average, in an entire hour, has about 2,400,000 people tune in, with about 500 and something thousand at any one time. Okay, so his quarter hour, in fact, I printed the numbers off this morning, his quarter hour is 500 and something thousand. Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh has about 5 million people listening an hour. Coast to Coast AM has about 3 million people listening in an hour. The biggest thing out there are the top five talk radio shows and then the nightly broadcast television news. That is still king. Those two old line media bastions are still the biggest things out there. Bill O'Reilly is an egomaniac. He is a legend in his own mind. He does have the biggest cable news program on average. When there is a terrorist event or a missile attack or some type of tsunami, it's CNN. And then CNN will have 10 million people an hour watching instead of, you know, 500,000. I mean, cable news is a joke, ladies and gentlemen. Now, 20 years ago, CNN had 10 million people every hour, 15 million every hour watching. It was the only thing. It was it. You had a lot of cable viewers, and folks were watching it because you could only get news at 5:30 locally on broadcast TV if you didn't have cable. And if you had cable, all you could get was CNN. My point is, if you add up all the alternative websites and the alternative radio shows, we as a movement are many times bigger than the Bill O'Reillys. But see, if you watch what cable news does, CNN, MSNBC, they do reports every day about Bill O'Reilly. Because they're all on the same team. They're there to promote him. They're there to push him. They're there to hold him up. And why do they do that? Because he makes them look good. That propaganda is so childish, so comic book, that it makes the more sophisticated Pentagon, and it's admitted CNN's run by the Pentagon, Pentagon propaganda of CNN look tame in comparison. Look real. Look legitimate. And you can take it to the bank. That's what's happening with all this. So, what did I say the news was with Charlie Sheen? Up on, and I hate plugging this, BillO'Reilly.com. Do you think actor Charlie Sheen will hurt his career by narrating a 9/11 conspiracy film? Obviously, you want to go vote no. But who knows if this is even if this is even real. It's probably not even a real poll.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Later in this hour, we're going to play Bill O'Reilly last night with Michelle Malkin, saying that he never called for Rosie O'Donnell's firing. Now, of course, MSNBC then played him basically calling for her firing last week. That saved us the trouble having to do it. But then they went ahead and agreed with him and said, what's wrong with firing her? And then one of their talking heads, who last week was calling for her firing, said, oh, no, because this is a slippery slope for journalists. No, what's happened is they've gotten tens of thousands of emails saying, we know you're government trash, we know your agents, and that freaks out Scarborough, the Republican operative from the Capitol, and admittedly, by the way, who had to leave under because, well, go look it up yourself. And then, of course, it freaks out O'Reilly, the operative. If anybody's an operative, it's him. He's even slipped up on TV and bragged about it, and how he gets everybody sent to prison. I mean, he's just absolutely amazing. We wrote a big article about it yesterday, so that's coming up. We'll get into Iran, all of it. But right now, let's go to Simon in Switzerland. Simon, welcome to the airwaves.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, welcome.
Thanks a lot for taking my call. I'm calling from Switzerland. I'm a little info warrior over here. I would like to point your listeners to two stories I recovered recently. And first, this would be a documentary from Bloomberg Television about naked short selling on the stock market. So they claim that about 6 billion dollar fails per day are made on the stock market by naked short selling. That means stocks are not delivered.
Yes, I saw that Bloomberg report about a month ago, sent it to the network, but I never got around to playing it. Perhaps
right, it's up on YouTube.
I did see it on YouTube. What's the name of the clip again, and we'll find it?
It's called Bloomberg Special Report, Phantom Shares.
Bloomberg Special Report, Phantom Shares. Okay.
Right. So now when I'm looking at the USA, I would compare it to Germany before the Second World War. You know, all society is completely messed up. Only mentally challenged people are on television debating about nothing, really. And I'm really worried that this will go on for a longer time than we probably hope. Ask you if you know about, just a second here, Yuri Betsmenov. Do you know him?
That rings a bell. Why don't you fill us in?
Yuri Betsmenov, he's also on YouTube. You can find him there very easily. He's talking about demoralization and demoralization in America. You have a spot on your radio show where somebody claims that, you know, the Clinton entourage entered the White House with a Stalin badge, right?
That's what Gary Aldrich, the FBI agent, said, yeah.
Right. My question to you would be, do you think that the Soviet Union really failed? In my opinion, they, not as a society they failed, but from the power structures, they didn't fail at all, in my opinion. So I think that the same thing that happened to Russia will be happening to the USA shortly. Yes.
That could be the case. How long have you been listening to the show?
For about 2.5 years, I'm a listener, and I'm investigating myself, and it's really, you know, it makes me sick sometimes. It's really hard to bear.
It is, and then to see the ongoing theater of these criminals running things all over the planet, and just to see them get away with crime after crime after crime, and then the worst part is having to watch them pose as our saviors when we know they're the terrorists, when we know they're the criminals. It's just it's hard to bear. That's why I fight them so hard. Is you know, at least that gives me satisfaction to know that we're not going down without a fight. And let me ask you a question. Simon, are folks starting to wake up in your beautiful land of Switzerland?
Well, to be honest with you, we don't have a public debate about it in our press, not at all, really. We had a few leaks in major newspapers about could it be a conspiracy, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't really advance. Switzerland, as you know, claims to be neutral, but in fact we just profit from everybody all around the world, you know. We don't really care. The Swiss society doesn't really care about the USA because in the Swiss mindset, the USA is a perverted country for a long time now. For about, the development in the last 25 years.
Yeah, the nation's been involved in a lot of evil for at least 40 years. I appreciate your call. Please spread the word in Switzerland. Listen, you should start your own website, your own news site. You should start your own newsletter in your town. That's how big things start, sir. And we do get a lot of emails and calls and orders from Switzerland, so there is a big movement there. But I meant to make a point about Switzerland when I was playing that clip of Ron Paul from the Bill Maher show. Bill Maher says, well, we need a CIA to keep us safe from terrorists. I'd feel naked without them. What would we do without them? The terrorists would attack us. Well, A, all the big terror attacks were carried out by the CIA or FBI or by groups they provocateured. That's on record, admitted. Absolutely documented. We've made films on it, covered it, had guests on, had a British, you know, former ambassador and head of the Maritime Administration on talking about false flag yesterday. Oh, don't have any terrorism to crack down on the public in this country? Here, the CIA will fund a terror group to stage an attack. I mean, so the government can come in and be your savior. But, you know, the point I would have made if I was Ron Paul on that show is, what do you mean? Switzerland doesn't get invaded. Switzerland doesn't get attacked by terrorists because they're at least quasi-neutral. And then the good old boys out there, they seem to think, you know, the average good old boy with a Bush sticker on their car, or when Clinton was in power, you know, when they were attacking Serbia, the Democrats loved that war. They see it as America's the good guys, and we're spreading freedom and democracy. And, yeah, maybe, you know, our corporations are going to get some oil, but that'll make our oil prices cheaper. And there's this underlying idea, especially by Republicans, that is Republican mainstream neocon followers, that we're getting something. I mean, you've seen it in my film Terror Storm. I mean, it wasn't just one guy we showed. Every one of them we talked to said, yeah, let's take their oil. So what? Yeah, we want their oil. That's how the world works. Little man, you haven't grown up yet. You know, what's it matter if we got a bunch of soldiers dying? That's a good price to pay for cheap oil in our economy. They somehow think the elite that uses this country as its muscle is doing all this for the nation. And I know I say this a lot, but I'll try to elaborate on it right now. The elite that are attacking Iraq and that are there for 4+ years now and that want to go into Iran and Syria, and they're going to be in Iraq and Afghanistan 30 years from now, official Pentagon plans, not the stuff they say on the news, but their admissions, that's persona non grata, you know, on television, that the average yuppie knows nothing about and will argue with you all day. They think we're really there to get the oil and then give them some democracy at the same time. The very people destroying Iraq and dehumanizing and literally engaging in total war, total siege, total extermination and genocide, and that is the plan. Destroy their first world status, never let them reemerge, and cull their population. They're destroying America, too. They're fighting free humanity. The elite that openly said Iraq's becoming first world, they've got first-rate universities, they're leaders in the region, that can't be allowed. We need to go in and invade the nation and break it up in three parts. That was the Israeli plan in 83, the Pentagon plans that followed. Well, do you think the elite wants a middle class here in the U.S.? Do you think they want you to be healthy, wealthy, and wise and in a good, independent position, hiring your own employees, hundreds of them? And that's a small business. People think of a small business, two people. No, a small one's 200 employees. See, there's also scales. People don't see the true scale of wealth. You think somebody with $1 million and a $1 million house and a fancy car is rich, that person isn't even lower middle class on the real scale of wealth. Billionaires are just wealthy. Okay, now if your family owns major shares in the Federal Reserve and prints the money, and your great-grandfather's name is on the university down the street, and you go to Rockefeller-funded Rothschild meetings, then, yeah, you are in the elite, okay? But again, most of you don't even know their names. See, start learning the names of the rulers. Start learning who the real enemies are. Let's identify these people. That's what my new film does that I'm making. This is so important. And so the good old boys out there, they think it's national pride and America's kicking some hind end and more power, pride, land of the free, home of the brave. They really believe that. And they believe they're supporting the troops, feeding them into this meat grinder, throwing them off the edge of a cliff. They really buy in to this psychology. But you show them that this isn't our government. You show them that the things they're doing to Iraq, they're doing here, just in a more sophisticated, more cloaked way, then we can take these people down. It means a paradigm shift. What's happened to Rosie O'Donnell, she's not talking about these little fake rights and issues that don't matter anymore and liberal tripe. She started talking about Orwell and government-sponsored terror and the New World Order. And she's starting to see that it's both parties. You see? And then some people in our movement, most of them are really operatives that put this disinfo out, they panic and go, look, big people are going public. It's staged. They're co-opting. No, we're winning. We're getting big people to go public.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 3rd, 2007. Gold is at $662.80, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $686.25, $345.68 for half ounce, and $172.84 for quarter ounce coins. That's $686.25, $345.68, and $172.84. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protector reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. We're going to continue with your calls now as quickly as possible. It's just the listeners that bring up so many important points. And, you know, I've got to finish this up. Then we'll go back. What's happening is a Charlie Sheen goes public. A Rosie O'Donnell goes public. They're not the only Hollywood individuals that have gone public. Others have, like James Brolin and Dean Haglund, and there have been several others. But the media ignored those because that was in the past. And you've got, I was on a site last night that was listing all the Air Force officers and Army colonels and Marine colonels and generals, and I mean, it was just hundreds of them. I didn't realize this many had gone public, and I'd click through, and there'd be their websites, and there'd be their statements. We're going to be getting them on here in the near future. I mean, there's so many people going public now that we can't even cover it all. And then, what do the government operatives do? What do they do in COINTELPRO? I'm not a fan of the Ku Klux Klan, folks. I think it's a terrible organization. But we need to look at what the FBI did to the Ku Klux Klan back when it was the real Klan, back before it became a total federal front operation. Or infiltrated, where literally, you know, half the people at a Klan meeting are FBI agents or informants. Back in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, when they broke it up, they would send letters to Klansmen's wives from women. The FBI, this has been on the History Channel, the FBI would abduct members of the Klan and then drive them around in a car in front of other Klan members and let them see it. And then the Klan members wouldn't believe it later when they said, hey, you were kidnapped. They would do all sorts of this stuff. They would claim that members of the Klan were getting paid off by the feds. And then, see, in my life, I experienced that very stuff. When I was trying to help the Gray family, nothing to do with the Klan, when they were surrounded by the feds, it was suddenly, we hear the FBI grabbed you and drove you around for 3 hours. So instead of actually grabbing me, they just put, and they go, who told you that? Oh, the former police chief here in the East Texas town they were in. I was like, what? You believe a police chief? And, yeah, we heard you got paid by the news media. See, it's classic COINTELPRO. And so the main thing the feds are doing right now is they go on a half dozen of these sites that always get CNN coverage and Fox coverage and massive coverage because, again, they give coverage to their own people. And, I mean, there are operatives, folks, and we know when they're operatives. And they go out and they start saying, the Jews run it. The Jews do all of it. And anyone that doesn't say it's the Jews needs to be killed. They're all criminals. They're all really Zionists running the 9/11 truth movement. And then they say, these Zionist groups won't talk about Israel. Well, no, we do talk about Israel being involved, just not being the absolute total player. See, that isn't what they want, folks. And I've gone over the analogy before. Three guys rob a bank. One's black, one's white, one's, say, Asian. And then I'm on air saying a black guy, an Asian, and a white guy robbed this bank. And then there's this other group going, no, it's only a black guy. It's only a black guy. And I'm going, no, there was a white guy and an Asian guy involved, too. And, yeah, that black guy's involved because there's no difference. These intelligence agencies are all merged. Of course Mossad and Shin Bet were connected. I mean, they're interwoven with the Anglo-American MI6 CIA. But our intelligence system was founded out of the British. But the British is Rothschild married in. He took over the economy. So, yeah, you can say that, you know, that that's got that whole element in it. It's just one big thing. I'm just here fighting it. I'm just here trying to wake the people up. What do the disinfo agents do, though? They just constantly show infighting and everyone's, you know, it's these people going public, they're doing it because they're Zionist and they want to control the movement and they want to. Baloney. People are waking up. They're going public. The lie is imploding. It's falling apart on the war and on the borders being wide open and on 9/11. We're winning the hearts and minds. But then when people try to go get involved in the movement, the first thing they run into is the government agents. The government agents engaging in COINTELPRO. And that's how you know somebody's COINTELPRO. They spend more than 10% of their time saying everyone's COINTELPRO. In the movement, they're a definite Fed operation. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625. We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Astronaut, a man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man. Steve Austin will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
All right, my friends, welcome back. Yeah, I've got a whole section today on human/animal clones, bionic prosthesis for humans, you name it. We are in 2007, but technology is being used to enslave and control more and more than it is to empower. Let me just finish up, and I'm going to take a gamut of calls. And then I'm going to play these at least part of this O'Reilly clip with Malcolm, and then a clip from MSNBC on what is one of the biggest stories in the country right now, as we told you it would be, Rosie O'Donnell, Charlie Sheen, kind of the trifecta there, mixing in the final cut of Loose Change. And Charlie has told me he will come on this show first when he does go public again on 9/11, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Who knows when it will be. I know when it will be, but I'm not at liberty to say, and so just Charlie Sheen will be popping up sometime here on the show. Might be this week, might be 6 months from now, but we'll just leave it at that with some interesting announcements. But getting back to COINTELPRO, you know, I never really talk about this because it's a distraction, it's a diversion. But it just hit me how obvious it is that these feds and Mossad agents and others squeal with anger
when Rosie O'Donnell goes public on 9/11, or when Charlie Sheen does, or when some new colonel does, or some new CIA person goes public and says, yes, it's an inside job, they always, within seconds, they're a Zionist, or they're a Catholic co-agitator, supreme ruler, you know, they're a reptoid, whatever, immediately to just sow dissension in our ranks. Listen, it's an idea, it's information, it's documents, it's facts. We know that the official story is a lie and a fraud. We know that the government has used it to take our liberties and freedoms and has used it to launch illegal criminal wars. We want the war to stop. We want the Patriot Act overthrown. We want to discredit government-sponsored terror so that they lose that ace in the hole. And then we can debate all day about who exactly pulled the string and how they did it exactly, and that's important. But, number one, we have to be ready to win. We have to be ready for this to come out. We have to act like we're going to win, because we are. We have to expect prominent people to go public. I'm not here on the air risking my life for no reason. I really believe we can beat these people because I'm a student of history. That's why they tell you they're invincible. That's why they tell you they can't be stopped, because they're afraid. Do you understand that? And they better be afraid. And so, look, take Zionism and the three different variants of it, two of them extremely virulent and bad, another just more nationalistic. But two very, very virulent forms of it. Extremely virulent. Atheistic, communistic, I mean, that's just the facts. Go research it for yourself. Terroristic, Nazi-like, apartheid, I mean, whatever word you want to use. Very, very serious. They actually supported Hitler from the time he was elected in 1933, and I have the quotes by the head of the Zionists at the time and the head rabbis in Germany saying, one cow in Palestine is worth more than all the Orthodox Jews in Germany. And they actually wouldn't let the Jews get out and lobbied in New York and London to not let Jews immigrate to those countries on record, so that they would have to go to Palestine and they had to pay the Israeli, because the government hadn't been set up yet. It wasn't 47, 48 yet, but they already had their office there. You had to pay them, and they had intelligence agents who knew how much money you had. In some cases, millions of marks, or if you were in Poland or in France after the takeover, millions to get out. It was a big racketeering op. I mean, hey, none of my family made Jews pay to get out of Germany. None of my family, you know, my grandfathers signed up for World War II and went and, you know, flew in B-17s and fighter aircraft. So I don't want that stinking ADL stomping around and acting like everybody's a Nazi in America and we've all got to be guilty for World War II. Excuse my French, but I'm not going to say it. Just you can, you know what I want to say. I am sick of it. But if you read what the Zionists said, we're going to create anti-Semitism. We're going to go out and create anti-Semitism and push it and promote it, to then pressure the majority of Jews to serve us and come under our control. Hey, it wasn't Alex Jones's family that took 110,000 Jews and radiated them with the ringworm children operations. That was the Israeli government. But see, this is what the feds do, and it's so hard for people to understand. The feds, and I mean clearly, go on these websites. And folks, number one, they say everybody is a Jew who isn't a Jew. This is one reason I really knew 15 years ago when I was just waking up to not listen to the whole Jews run everything, Jews are the ultimate evil crowd, because they say everybody's a Jew. I mean, they say, nowadays they say, I'm a Jew. They say Jones is a Jewish name and I'm Jewish. And again, it wouldn't be something I was ashamed of if I was. I'm not Jewish. But it doesn't matter to them, man. I am Jewish, which means I am the seed of the devil. That's not what they really think. They're feds, folks. Every one of these major groups we've looked into that are pushing this, they want to attach anti-Semitism of the most grotesque, bestial, base cartoon-sounding form to our movement. And, again, one of the big exhibits of evidence here is notice what O'Reilly and Popular Mechanics and CNN and every single program from Paula Zahn to the anchors on the nightly news, they all say 9/11 truth, 9/11 conspiracy theories, Israel, Israel, Jew, 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 Jew. And then the so-called people policing the truth movement who say we're all covering up for the Jews, they're the ones going Jew, 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 Jew. They ought to be happy. Their buddies in the media are making it all Jew, 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 Jew. You see, they want to make it about that because they know that is so unpopular. Then instead of going, well, intelligence agencies of the U.S., England, and Israel are merged at the hip, and these are bad governments and bad leaders. No, 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 no. They say, no, it's inherently the Jew. And it's a religion, like UFOlogy is a religion. Liberalism or conservatism are like religions. Or global warming or ecology has brought on, you know, to a religion. I mean, I can sit here all day, as I've always done, and expose Jewish organized crime. I'm totally against it. I'm against Italian organized crime. I'm against WASP organized crime. But see, that's not enough, folks. You have got to say it is a Jewish conspiracy of Jewish fashion, and that it's all Jew-run. And again, that's the feds. That's O'Reilly attacking it, but putting that idea out there above and then below, feeding it so that O'Reilly can say that is their operatives. Now, see, I've gone off into a diatribe here, and we've got a guest coming up and loaded phones and tons of news, but we're winning this fight. I guess I got off of this tirade because earlier Carl was saying, I don't see people waking up in Switzerland. Or I don't see people bringing this stuff up in Michigan. Another caller said, or Wisconsin, wherever he was at. You've got to do it yourself. Believe me, the polls show the majority know we've been lied to, and a large portion, a majority of that majority know it's an inside job. You've got to get aggressive with this knowledge. You've got to be leaders and not spend your time ninnying on message boards about did the Pope run it or did the, you know, some particular group of Khazarian Jews. Okay, we know government's out of control. We know it's too big. We know they're setting up a North American Union. We know that this mafia uses government to control us. We got to cut the size of government. We got to expose government as bad. We've got to mobilize the people to resist it. But no, they want us all. I mean, let's say there's a tank driving up the road to run over my house and kill my family. I'm not going to sit there and argue about what color the tank is. There's a tank coming up my street. It's attacking me, and we have every right to fight back against it. Well, see, they don't want you to do that. They want you to sit there and hesitate, and the tank is broadcasting off its loudspeakers. There's enemies in your hut. There's enemies in your hut. Fight with them. We're not assaulting you. I mean, this is basic COINTELPRO, ladies and gentlemen. Go research the COINTELPRO. They've run on the militias. They've run on other groups, some good, some bad, stuff they've run on the Ku Klux Klan. What they do to any political movement, they don't control. And it's the exact same thing they're doing now. But because of mass media communication, there's too many of us. They can't stop us. We're winning. We're winning. And they are pulling their hair out right now. They are so upset about it. You can hear it in O'Reilly's voice. You can hear it in Glenn Beck's voice. You can hear it in Scarborough's voice. They're having to address it. It's not stopping. It's not going away. Even when Bush is out of office, it's not going away. It is never going to go away because the fulcrum on which all of this system turns is government-sponsored terror. It is one of their central pillars. It must be knocked out. And instead of arguing about who carved the pillar or what type of marble it is, and you know whether it's your favorite color, let's just knock the pillar down. Okay? See, they want you ninnying around the sideline instead of lining up on your side of the field and running over the enemy. Run them over. Get TerrorStorm off Google Video and email it to the Four Winds. Get TerrorStorm off of Google Video for free. Google TerrorStorm. and email it to everyone you know, and do not stop. Never stop. Buy the DVD from us. Support us. Make copies from the DVD. Take action. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership for $5.95 a month, a trial membership like 15 cents a day. Again, that's the cost of two or three cups of coffee, folks. Two or three cups of coffee. And that funds what we do and the webmasters and what we could do so much more if we had more members. But the point is, you can go there and download all 15 of my films in super high quality, burn them to disc. It's almost television quality. It really is crisp. It's such an activist tool. Get it out to everybody. Just take action. That's all I'm asking you to do. I mean, Terror Storm, we exposed the British and U.S. government for staging terror, the declassified admissions of Israel doing it, the declassified admissions of our own government doing it over and over again. That's just how the film starts. Then we go into 7/7 and 9/11 and the fake news and the propaganda. I mean, it's a powerful film. Terror Storm needs to be copied. It needs to be aggressively distributed and gotten out to people. I don't stay up here till 2 o'clock in the morning, Saturday and Sunday night, working my behind end off because I want some glory, because I want people to come up and shake my hand on the street. I'm doing it, folks, frankly, because I've gotten so deep into this, I'm a dead man if we don't win this thing. It's like I'm in a, you know, sealed cylinder and the water level's rising. And if I don't bang on the walls of it hard enough and get you to come open up the lid, I'm a dead man. And by the way, you're dead too. You're in the chamber next to me. I mean, you've got to get that through your heads, ladies and gentlemen. These people killed 200 million. And they did it through Nazis, and they did it through communists, and they did it through nationalists, and they did it through 100 different fronts. And they don't play games. That's why they're in control. And they're setting the table. They're priming the pump and lining up their factory assembly line to make the last century's carnage look tame. And I'm telling you, I'm trying to fix this peaceably. I'm trying to do everything I can to wake you up and get you to take action. And we may be able to back them off and at least slow them down. But it may just go red level any day, and it's going to be a shooting war then. God forbid that. But at that point, you just got to defend your family, and you can't go anywhere with the police or the military. You cannot go to the sports stadiums. You cannot go to the facilities unless you want to be subjected to absolute carnage. Don't be like the people in Germany. And Hitler was bad. He did kill millions. And he killed Poles and Jews and Christians and people's money he wanted. My grandfather, growing up in Dallas, there was a rich German lived next door. My mom's dad's family was upper middle class. And they lived next door to the inventor of air conditioning. German. German-American, but spoke German. And when my grandfather got back, you know, after he'd been in the Air Force, that fella had had all his millions sucked out of him by Hitler, who threatened to kill his German family over in Germany, relatives, if he didn't do it. That's the kind of stuff these people did. And that's the kind of stuff Stalin did, conservatively killing three times what Hitler did, but we're always told he's some little angel. And then if you say Stalin was as bad as Hitler, the ADL attacks you. I'm tired of it. This is the United States, and you're not going to get away with it. You're not going to get away with killing my republic and killing my country, where my children and hopefully my great-grandchildren and their great-grandchildren are going to live. And I want them to have the fruits of advanced technology and all the great things that humanity has to offer. And I want them to have a good life. I have a deep-seated need to serve, a deep-seated need to help, a deep-seated need to stand up and build good things for humanity. That's my instinct. That's who I am. That's what I like. I'm a nice person. And I know most of you are good people, too. And so you can't imagine how evil the New World Order is. You can't get your mind around it. Well, I have trouble, too, but it's the truth. And they've got to be resisted with every ounce of our souls. They've got to be stood up against, no matter what it takes. They've got to be fought. And we've got to hit our knees and ask God to lead, God, and direct us. And to use us as vessels against this evil. And to give us courage. And to give us the spirit we need to stand against it. And to fill us with the words and with the ideas and with the information that it takes to defeat this enemy. That's what it means by lead, guide, and direct us. Growing up, that was the simple prayer my dad always said for lunch or dinner was, "Dear Lord, thank you for this food. Please lead God and direct us and bless this food to the nourishment of our bodies," or something like that. It's just a real simple prayer, but it's a good prayer. Lead God and direct us. I don't sit there and ask God when I pray at 3 a.m. in the morning, when I wake up sometimes crying in my soul over the evil that we witness. I don't tell God what I want. I don't tell God what to do like these fake TV preachers do. I ask God to totally use me for whatever His will is. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We'll be right back.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
It's no secret. Aluminum itself adversely affects the blood-brain barrier and is capable of causing DNA damage. Research has even shown that aluminum salts used in antiperspirants have detrimental effects. So why are you still using traditional deodorant? Well, there is an alternative, and it's called No-B-O. No-B-O eliminates the bacterial growth, which causes odor, and does not interfere with perspiration, which is important for allowing your body to expel toxins. There are no chemicals, aluminum, preservatives, or petroleum-based ingredients in No-B-O. Just natural ingredients like grapeseed oil, arrowroot powder, silica, vitamin E, tea tree oil, and geranium. No-B-O's job is to destroy the bacteria that causes the odor while soothing your skin. You can use No-B-O under your arms, on tough foot odors, or for athlete's foot. No-B-O is guaranteed 100% or receive a full refund. Visit no-bo.com to order. That's no-bo.com or call 850-723-8599.
Let's go ahead and go to your calls. Johnny. Johnny, where are you calling from today?
Louisville, Missouri.
Welcome from Missouri. Go ahead.
Hey, man, I got a friend that she's from Venezuela, and she's got a naturalized daughter. And she got a divorce last August, I believe. She retained herself a lawyer. Her husband wouldn't give her a green card to work, and it expired on her while they were married. And she wasn't aware of this. She spent $800 to retain a lawyer. She put $3,200 into filing applications. She has to send money in with each application. went through all the biometrics. For
yeah,
the
that's how it works. If you go through all the hoops, they'll kick you out. But if you just flounce around like an illegal alien, your chances of being deported are slim to none. But if she has a daughter here in the country, they shouldn't be able to kick her out.
Yeah, that's what I've been telling her. And I've been trying to get her to go to GiveMeLiberty.org and get organized with us and get out here and fight, because I think she'd be a good voice. But she got all the way through all the biometric stuff and come down to she had to send her passport pictures in. I guess they still do that. Her lawyer put it all in an envelope inside another envelope with all the directions on the inside and outside and everything. Got a letter back here last week that they'd lost all that information. She needs to send them another one with another $180. And that's how they're treating people that are trying to follow the rules.
But if you don't have a license, you get a bank account and you can do whatever you want.
Right. And her husband wouldn't give her a green card because he said, you'll run off if I give it to you. I told her, sis, that was the heads up right there. You should have went ahead and got everything squared away right then so that you could do this divorce. We're out here fighting the fight, man. I don't know if you caught the piece about the V's picketing the White House earlier or last part of last month.
Who was picketing? Oh, the V for Vendetta guys.
V for Vendetta, yeah.
Yeah, that's been going on for like 6 months. They go out and get a lot of press attention when they do it. Dressing up like V for Vendetta, yeah.
If we can make it to the 26th of this month, GiveMeLiberty.org has got a redress for Congress coming up. And we've got a representation outside the White House. We're going to picket them. There's 535 letters going out to everybody on Capitol Hill.
Sure, let me ask you a question. How old is her daughter?
Six, I think.
And the husband has her?
No, they have joint custody.
Okay, I appreciate your call. They shouldn't be getting a divorce. That child should come first. And if it means, no matter how much they hate each other, if she's going to lose having her mother around, the father should know that that is not the right thing to do. But I don't know the specific circumstances of it, but that just sounds like a mess. Let's go ahead and I know that Bob Schultz and We the People and all the other groups bring redressive grievances to the Congress and they use it for toilet paper. And I think it's fine to go petition, have hunger strikes and do all that because it illustrates that Congress doesn't care. So I say keep doing it and keep showing how illegitimate they are. But I think instead of spending all our time going to the feds, we just need to announce that they're illegitimate criminals bought and paid for by foreign interest. And that this is not a legitimate federal government, and that we need to remove the government. I mean, we have to get serious, folks, and realize how far gone it is, okay? And take our states back. In fact, it's in a major Vermont newspaper, a call for the state to secede. New Hampshire's very close to seceding. Arizona is close to seceding. And people are going, what? I didn't hear about that. Well, that's because they don't want you to hear about that. You know all about Anna Nicole Smith's measurements, because the news keeps telling you that, but we don't know about the right to revolt, Article 10, that's in the New Hampshire Constitution and in most other state constitutions. There's just so much information. All right, thanks for the call, sir. We'll come back and talk to Tom, Brendan, Matt, Phil, and others. And we got a guest coming up. And we got a ton of news, and I'll get to those Fox News clips, too.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello, folks.